USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris's office is reportedly making amends after she failed to push back against a college student who accused Israel of ethnic genocide during a question and answer session earlier this week.
Your perspective, your experience, your truth cannot be suppressed, and it must be heard. The point that you are making about policies that relate to Middle East policy, foreign policy, we still have healthy debates in our country about what is the right path. And nobody's voice should be suppressed on that.
Harris's senior staff reached out to Democratic Majority for Israel in order to shore up relations with the pro-Israel organization, according to Politico. More U.S. air carriers, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue have announced they will be requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A North Carolina-based hospital system has fired 175 employees for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Healthcare worker Carlton DeHart was one of those losing their jobs. She joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss being fired.
I am personally not taking the vaccine because I'm undergoing fertility treatment, and I did not feel comfortable adding a not long-tested unknown into my situation. So I knew I was going to be suspended. They had not given us any more information than that. So on the 15th, I worked my last day. On the 16th, my access was removed.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called on the state's lawmakers to impose harsher penalties for illegal voting. Abbott, on September 30th, asked the Secretary of the Texas Senate to identify legislation that would raise the penalties for illegal voting. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Big tech firms often shut down any conversation that doesn't fit their agenda. The focus this week was on founder James O'Keefe's Project Veritas team. Project Veritas relies on undercover journalism and whistleblowers who want to expose or at least talk about current issues with the government, healthcare officials, and big tech. Former President Donald Trump was on the David Harris Jr. show.
The problem is that the fake news media doesn't like putting him on. They don't like, they cancel everything. Like they canceled, to a large extent, the great results from the audit in Arizona.
Yeah.
And so I know James came up with, I heard about it very strongly.
There's more proof of just how divided America is. Mike Fortier has more.
A new poll shows strong support for splitting the United States into two separate countries. The poll released this week by the University of Virginia finds 52% of those who voted for former President Trump in 2020 somewhat agree we should secede into red and blue states. 41% of those who voted for President Biden also favor secession. The poll is part of UVA's partnership with Project Homefire. The two groups hope that by exploring the divides in America, we can find solutions. The poll does find some common ground among Trump and Biden voters, such as improving the electric grid, modernizing our drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater systems, and investing in the construction of roads, bridges, rail lines, ports, and other types of so-called hard infrastructure. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.